We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. Sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. This line is now off hold. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. You have entered as an attendee in listen-only mode.
The place Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so badly to enter in this week's parsha. I'd like to share with you a mashava, a dvar halacha, and maybe enough of the tichasim. Let's start with a mashava. We have this part of the counting of Klal Yisrael. And anybody who goes through the Torah sees that the Torah puts so much importance, so much accent, for constantly counting Klal Yisrael. And that needs some sort of an explanation, some sort of an insight into this count, constant counting and long consciousness that explains the counting. So I'd like to share with you a thought about the concept of counting in general. I like to be marked in that there's a Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed. It says, Rishonim Nikraos Seifrim. The earlier Talmidei Chachamim were called Seifrim. The Gezra HaSeifer. Only, not because they were scribes. slash Maishra. They went through all these types of to figure out what was the middle, what was the end. Vav and Gicha is the middle letter. Is it the last of the first half? Or the first of the second half? So, what was the second time in count? So tell it to us. Why is the chashivas of counting the letters of the Torah, knowing what the middle letter is, knowing what the letter around the letters around them are? Why is that important? Is there any time to chacham today that would take out a Sefer Torah and count the letters to know if the Vav of Gichayim is the first half or the second? We seem to be missing something. The something we're missing is the following. When you count, there are two types of counting. The time that you count to know a total, to get to a total, it's a counting that I would call Maisei Kuf Ba'alma. It's a monkey's action. It's an action, a simple physical action of counting. The counting is not important. It's the total, the number you want to get to at the end. You count if there are 10 people in the room for minion. It's a Maisei Kuf Ba'alma. It's just counting to know if there are 10. It doesn't really matter who you count first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. The question is there number 10? It's the second type of counting. It's a type of counting which is a counting that has a great chashivas, that has a great depth to it. That's when someone counts. Someone counts things, and one thing follows the other, and now the third thing follows the second thing. To see some type of seder advarim, some type of order, some type of plan, with something that has transpired. For example, we count Sfiras HaOmer. Simply put, it's a Maisei Kuf Ba'alma. We're counting the days to know when Shavuos is here. Now, of course, it's a mitzvah aseh, but the sort of counting is just the counting of days. Since we don't want this to come across as a Maisei Kuf, Chazal has revealed to us the depths of the days, how they go in a progression from Chesed to the Midah of Gevura to Tiferes to Netzach to Hayim Yisai to Malchus. It's not a counting of Maisei Kuf. It's a counting that is a preparation, it's a progression to get ready for Matan Torah. And that's why Dira Chazal revealed this type of idea to us. The second example of counting. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol counted when he sprayed the blood on the Bein Abadim, on the Parashas, on the Mizbeach Hazav. And as we say on Yom Kippur, Kacha Yomayna, this is how he counted. Echad, Echad Ze'echad, Echad Mishtayim, Echad Mishalash. The question is, why is this important? Just say he counted carefully, so you should not do extra or too few of the hazais. The answer is that it's not a Maisei Kuf Ba'alma. This counting was a progression. The Kohen Gadol did his first spraying on the Parashas, and he said to himself, wow, I'm zeichet to represent Klal Yisrael, Shpritz L'mayma on the Parashas. I'm not the same person I was before I did this. Echad, that was Echad to Echad. What follows, it follows after what I just did. Echad v'shtayim, Echad v'shalash. Each one is a progression. The Kohen Gadol certainly knew the kavana of each of the steps of this progression. A third example. The first counting that we find in creation, the Yeradi Baker Yem Echad, the counting of the days of my separations. It says Yom Echad, day one. It should say Yom Rishon, the first day. Rashi hits this kash, and Rashi answers. Hayom Echad Rishon should have said first. Lama Kasev Echad. Vishaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yachid Ba'Olamai. On that day, God was Yachid. He was an Achdus Hashem. Shlo Nivru HaMalachim. It was God alone. Why is that important? What does that have to do with counting? Has any other question? It should still say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. It should go in the order of the days. Why Yom Echad? The answer is, the Torah is not counting a Maisei Kuf Ba'alma just to get to know how many days there were in creation. Creation is a progression. And everything only counts if you realize Yom Echad, that it started with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Yachid Ba'Olamai, alone Kaviyahu. The oneness of the entire Bria was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, I'm giving you three examples of counting Sfiras HaOmer and Kippur, Maisei Bereishis, and certainly counting Yidden. It was a progression. Every Yid contributed. Every Yid meant something more. It went from family to family. simple example. Yisachar was counted, and then Zvulun. Zvulun's parnasa was important because there was Yisachar behind him. There was Yisachar that he was supporting. And so too, in minute detail, every single person in Klal Yisrael contributed something. So we have four types of counting, and I'd like to give a fifth. L'nois yomeinu, we count the days of our lives. Our lives are a constant counting. We count our days, our weeks, our months, our years, our decades. Every moment we get older, we're counting our age. Birthdays come, and we notice them. For some people, the progression of days is ma'isa kuf ba'alma, the life of a monkey, a life that involves no progression at all. It just involves living one's life. For people to whom counting has meaning, it's a different type of counting. We count. We say ben avoim lebina, ben chavishim leitza, ben shishim lezikna. We say each step of our life has to bring us to another madrega, another darga. Our lives have to be progression, moving forward, not the same person that you were yesterday. There are two ways to count. Someone can count bricks that are lying on the floor and count how many bricks there are. Someone else counts bricks on a big building he built. He counts the floors, he counts how high the building went. He built. It's a different counting. So you see, counting is meaningful when you know what you're doing. With Sater, Sipur is a lashon of sefer, of a book. When you count properly, it's like a book. A book is a progression. It goes from the beginning to the middle to the end to the climax. That's the type of counting that Chazal wants us to count. And so, a Dvar Machshava regarding counting. Let me move to an Inyan Shel Halacha. And this should bring back, hopefully, a memory or two from your yeshiva days. And that is that we have here in this week's parsha the command and Rashi, says, we're not commanded to destroy Maya, because the Ruach and Rama would come from Maya. Why would I think to destroy Maya? So the Gemara, on which this Rashi is based, says, because it's a Kabbachayman. We were commanded to destroy Midian. Certainly Maya, who are the ones that started this whole episode, started all of the problems with Bila. It's a Kal V'chaimer, we should destroy Maya. Rashi says, because. Simple Rashi, the Kal V'chaimer, and an answer. The Maral here asks the question, why would I think to destroy Maya? Because of a Kal V'chaimer. We have a rule in ancient Yisrael. We don't punish based on a Kal V'chaimer. So what was the Havamina to destroy Maya? Because of a Kal V'chaimer? And so, I'd like to remind you of something we learned in the yeshiva days. In the years that you go to Shiva and yeshiva, this is the fun part that has to do with Eichon Shemunadim. Why Eichon Shemunadim? What's the reason? The back of the Sefer Brachos is a section that deals with the reasons for the quality Hashat, Kol HaFroshim. And there, one of the reasons that's given, that Ein Hanshin and Hadin is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only punishes in order to be Misakein, to repair, to bring a person to forgiveness, to bring a person to Eilam Haba. And therefore, when his Malkus, Nisa, Skila, Sreifa, Erek, Lachemek, is calibrated to be a Kapora, for the Avera for which you come. Therefore, when a person doesn't have Avera that's more serious, when you make a Kal V'chaimer, we say, if you did the lighter Avera, this is his punishment. Certainly the more strict Avera. We say, Ein Hanshin and Hadin, no. We only punish in cases where the punishment brings the kapara, brings forgiveness. In place where it doesn't bring about forgiveness, Ein Hanshin and Hadin. That's the reason for it. That reason would apply. And this terrible Avera, and the death of healthy or not healthy, seem to change. However, there's a Rashi in this week's parasha, which indicates clearly that eating fish is better than eating meat. This is just leaving the question. But since it will take you a while to get to this Rashi, it's all the way at the end of the parasha. That's the climate thought. Rashi brings a mashal. You look at the Rashi and see what it's a mashal to. But it tells you there are parents that when you have a guest, feed him your best food the first day. Next day, a little less. Next day, a little less. You'll see why in the Rashi. The Rashi's example is, Mishiyishle Achsanoi. You have a guest, you have Mishiyishle Machiret the Tumais. First day, feed him stub geese. Lamacha Machiret Dogim. Second day, fish. Lamacha Machiret the Tumais. The third day, the Vestuzal. Here. There are people here who see Eitz and Avodim.